so before we continue in Tosfos, I just want to go back to the point that I made yesterday in Shir. There's a daik, a three-way steer in Rashi, as far as what is the side of Rabbi Akiva. Rashi lo mezayin and beis v'metzia said, Shema bari odif v'shamla. Rashi in Yevamos was mashma that it's al knas. That it's al knas. Don't get it on mechia. That it's al knas. Because Rashi is talking about Rashi ben Elazar. Rashi ben Elazar is machal between Geneva and Namker. Rashi said that Geneva, according to him, he doesn't cancel you by Mechem Emker. It's mashmah that Tanakama that holds Rebbe Akiva is even by Mechem Emker. It's all Knas. That was a dig in Rashi. And Rashi in Bamatzia, Rashi in Bamakama, Daf Kuf Dalid, there he sounds that we're talking about somewhat of a Chiyuv Tashlumen. Rashi says that if you didn't give it to all of them, then you're not Yaitzah Yidei Shemayim Klal. So in that Rashi, right, it doesn't say Yichayev Altsbar Hashem Medine Mamanis Medine Chosh Mishpat Yichayev Altsbar Hashem Bar Yodif like Rashi Bayaz, and it's certainly not saying Knas. Says what's this Yidei Shemayim Klal? So over here we had a bit of a debate. Does Rashi mean Lots of Shemayim? Means Lots of Shemayim? Which would mean that, although in the beginning of the sugya over there, the Gemara held according to Rabbi Akiva, you have to go after the guy to Madai, right? Al Tzchiyah Vashava. So then maybe we're falling off of that. You're not Mechiyah Vashava to give it to the guy in the hand, but maybe Lots of Shemayim. You do. But that was one possibility in Rashi. But then, this morning, David was medayek in the beginning of the Rashi, not like that. In the beginning of the Rashi, he was saying, it sounded like there is a chiyuv. The Rashi says, because again, the problem the Gemara was trying to solve over there was the Mishnah says there's a chiyuv to go to Madai if you swore, right? And according to Rabbi Akiva, it should be even without, even if you didn't swear, you have a chiyuv to go to Madai. And that the Gemara is machal between whether it's one guy or it's five guys. It's one out of five. If it's one out of five, then you have to go to Madai. But if it's one guy, only if you swore, you have to go to Madai. That's the simple, just simple tarets of what the facts of the Gemara's tarets. So Bevir Rashi said, Masnisin the Elam Rav, Masnisin the Rehakoli, Loi Dami Le'en Yedela the Hasam Bein Nishba Bein Loi Nishba Hu De Peligi Reb Tarf Reb Kivla Nidina Reb Kivla Loi Mechayev Lach Reb Tarf Loi Mechayev Lach Liyada Nigzol Reb Kivla Mechayev, right? It sounds like in that Rashi, yeah, in the beginning of the Rashi, they were saying, even the Maskana was saying, in the case of Gozel Echon Mechamisha, Lefi Reb Tarfi, you don't have to give it Liyada Nigzol, and Lefi Reb Kiva, you do. So they're saying that the Yisoid of Reb Kiva is, that the Yisoid of Reb Kiva is you have to give it Liyada Nigzol. So then we have to understand, so what's the difference between if it's one guy or five guys? So there, Rashi at the end, it's like a pekod. The Gemara says like a pekod. So everyone wanted to say that maybe since it's only one guy and you're watching it for him, it's as if he gave it to him liyadai. So akapanim, the lefi Rashi on Kofdal and Babakama, the issue certainly has to do with the chiyav hashava. When Reb Kiva says, yeah, that gozel echad mechamisha, yeah, you have to give to each one. So it has to do certainly with the Chiyuv HaShava. Whether it's Lotz De Shemayim the chiva shava, or means mikra din the chiva shava. That you have to be mayan the Rashi and see how you want to work it out. But it's certainly not mitam bar b'shem, which is mitzad chayish mishpat, that you owe the guy the money. Mitzad bar b'shem because he's a bar yerushama, and it's not. It's certainly not because of knas, because you stole, right? It's, it has to do with the chiva shava. Whether it's a chiva shava mikra din or chiva shava lotzei shemayim, that maybe there's some debate. I think I'm more night after David's dig in the beginning of the Rashi that we are maintaining still, like we thought in the beginning of the sugya. And the machleik is do you is chiva shava mechayiv you to give it to the guy to give the guy in the hand, or just making it available? That's a key of chiva shava. Akapanim. According to Rashi, Mokam has to do with Chiv HaShava. So now, so I just want to be myself on what I said. I told last night, David, the only maybe David, and I'm also not a member of my soul too, and since I was Mokhavim to Rabbi Abraham, that it could be, if we're saying the Mokhavim is that there's three different Rashi, three different Sugyas, it could be Rashi got it from the Sugyas themselves. Because Rashi felt that there's Sugyas Chalufas and Shas, that the three different places in Shas are really, in the Gemara itself, we see there's three different svaras. And that is because in our Gemara, the context of the Rashi is in Amun Beis, where the Gemara is in Mechalik, between Rebbe Kiva, between Shem and Shem, and Bar Yavashem. Right? So therefore Rashi understands simply, what does that mean? Because Bar Yavashem and Bar Yadav. The Chilug of Shem and Shem, Bar Yavashem. If you hold Bar Yavashem and Bar Yadav, then that's the Chilug, right? I mean, you could maybe drain the Gemara somewhere else and figure out why. The Gabi other svaras, what the Bar and Shema does. Gabi Knas, Gabi whatever. You could figure out other svaras. But, simply put, it says the Chilgin Bar Vishema and Shema Vishema. So, the first thing that comes to your mind is, oh, Bar Vishema, Bar Yadiv. Mashen Yashem Vishema. That's why Rashi by us learns that Bari is Adit Mishema, the Ainu, the time our Gemara learns. Time in the Rebbe Kiva, the reason we have to give to each one is Bar Vishema, Bar Yadiv. Yeah? Now, that's Rashi in us. Rashi in Baba Kama, as we said yesterday. That was the Nesivus' point. The beginning of the Gemara certainly is handling what the Gedder of the Chiyav Hashav is. Because the Gemara asked that the Mishnah says when you swear, you have to go after the guy to Madai, who does that go like? According to Rabbi Kiva, even if you didn't swear, you have to go chase the guy down, the Kurim Tarfin. Even if you did swear, you shouldn't have to chase the guy down. The Hainu, the Gemara's understanding, the Machlaik is, Rav Kiva, Rav Tarfin is. What is the Chiyav HaShava? What is Machayev, when Torah says, Heishin Lezeel Shagazal, what is the Torah being Machayev you? Is the Torah being Machayev you to give it to the guy in his hand, or the Torah being Machayev you just to make it available to the guy? And that's why the Gemara asked, according to Rav Kiva, and if you didn't swear, you have to chase the guy out the Madai, because the Chiyav HaShava says, you have to put in the guy's hand. Like Rashi on Kuf Dalet says, right? And Tarfon holds no. So we have a problem with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there's something in between. If you swear, you gotta go chase guy down to Madai. If you didn't swear, you don't. Who's that go like? Madav Shach. Not the Gemara. Tried to say maybe Shavuot is different. Both are Tarfon and Rav Kiva. Gemara fell over that. The Mishnah is a Gemara. The Gemara is Machalik. It goes to fear of Kiva, but there's a difference between whether it's one guy and you know who it is. Then the fear of Akiva, you're okay. Maybe because you're like a shomer, so it's like you gave it to him. Or, agapanim, but if there's five, right, and you're not gonna, then you're not going to kaim mechiv hashava, unless you give it to each one. So the Mishnah is talking about, you know who it is? Then, only if you swear. Then we say, if go down to Madai, kondra b'kiv. So that's why, in the context of the sugya on the Kuf Dalet, the Gemara itself it has mashmaiz lefirashi that the issue is what is to what extent is the Torah mechayev you veishiv is gzeil shegaza. Now, the Gemara in Yevamis, okay, what prompts Rashi to think that to handle al's knas, that the side of Rebbe Kiva, why you have to give to each one is because of knas. Because you stole, therefore it was a knas, you have to pay each one. So there also, Rashi understood that coming from the Gemara, we arrive at that conclusion. Where does Rashi see it in the Gemara over there? Because there the Gemara brings down the price of Shimon ben Elazar. And Shimon ben Elazar is mechalek within Rabbi Akiva between Gezela and Mechamemka. And Shimon ben Elazar says, the whole dinner of Rabbi Akiva, you have to give each one, is only by Gazel Echem Chamisha. But look, Echem Chamisha, what's the din? He's Maitre of Tarfin. What's the difference between Gazel and Mechamemka? Between Lokach and Gazel? What could be the only difference, Aaron? What could be the chiluk between Gzela and Mekach? What? And therefore what? Since he did an Isser. We're going to punish him. Right, it's a punishment. It's a knas. So in Reb Shimon Elazar, the chiluk is, you saw it, Reb Akiva, is the chal knas. And Reb Tarfin does not cancel him. Right? So there, Rashi took it a step further. And in that sugya, there, Rashi says that even the Tanakhama that argues with Shimon ben Elazar, yeah, and holds that we hold is even by Mechamemker, he holds, you buy it from one to five and give it, you have to pay each one, because there's a Knas over there also. Because in that Sugi you were handling Knas. So instead of making the Machlaik, the Shimon ben Elazar, Tanakhama, a huge machlaik is, they're arguing b'chal, what is the side of Rebbe Akiva? That Shimon ben Elazar holds the side of Akiva is knas. And Tanakhama holds, no, it's al Bar Shem Bar Yadiv, or some other reason. Yeah? Or Chiv Gezeila. But know that not to make a very big machlaik is, Rashi wants to mitzam some machlaik is, everyone holds al knas. Because in the Shimon ben Elazar, Zicha holds al knas. So now, we want that they should be arguing on the same playing field. So we say, okay, so the Tanakhama holds, it's also Knas, he holds it. Even by Lokach Echem Chamisha, since you should have made note who you're buying it from, who you owe to, you buy something, you have to pay him, you should have it made that, right? Have it made that. We'll see, it's Mechalik Shining, but Nechamem just have it made that, right? But Rashi will say, I've come on the fifth Tanakhama, it's Havle Lameidak, right? Mechamemka is Havle Lameidak. Therefore, there's a Knas. So, again, since Rav Shimon Elazar Zicha holds this Alt Knas, Rashi felt that Tanakhama is also going to be Alt Knas, and therefore Rashi explains everything Alt Knas. So, if he's there, it's not just like three random Rashis. The three Mahalakim Rashi is coming from the sugya. Rashi in each Rashi, Rashi learned up that sugya kafi the hesber that he's saying, that Rashi is saying in that sugya. Okay, now back to Taisvus. So Taisvus starts off. Taisvus starts off because. Yeah, In the bottom of the page, we asked, right? Because there are three stages in the Gemara, right? First we asked from Gezel to Pekadim, and the Reish of the Mishnah to the Sefer. And the Reish, it says, Goz lecha, Gezal di lecha mekem. Then he has to pay each one. And the Sefer says, that when there's two mafkidim, one 200, one 100, all he has to do is give 100 to each. And that, Gemara answered, Gezel, abkan karamis, Gezel, there's a knas, he stole. So we throw the book at him, we make him pay each one. Mashiach by Bekadin, he didn't do anything wrong. That's the first kasha, the first tarot of the Gemara. The second kasha of the Gemara is Bekadin abkan. Also within the Mishnah. The Reisha says, by Bekadin as well, Oviv Shalecha Mekem Hifkid Limana, and he's not sure which one, you have to pay each one. And the Sefer says, by Shnaim Shefkidu, he doesn't have to pay each one. And that the Gemara answered, Rav answered, Reisha Naskemi Shifkid Vishtei Krichos, Tavel Medak. And the Sefer, it's Krach Echad, which are Chagav, the Mechoyg of the Shoinim, some are showing me now from Abam, I think that he's saying that the seif is actually krach echad. Rashi learns the seif is talking about since they did it at the same time and they were makbid, so Mela, he didn't do anything to have a married dog. So you guys are a makbid to tell him this is his, so then I don't have to be more makbid than you. But other shayim learn this, if the case is mamish krach echad. Akapanim, so again, the answer, the chiluk between the seif and the reisha. And the seifa is whether it's habel made that, and pashtis, that would be pashtis, that's kras, right? Pashtis, that's kras. That with the ratio, that ratio, it's only one guy gave it to you, so you have to, it's your responsibility to know who it was, and therefore, if you don't, so it's a kras, you have to pay both. You were negligent. So if we continue, shaking the seifa. And the Gemara asks a third question. Gezel, a gezel. What's the kasha gezel, a gezel? Because Rav Tarfin, the Gemara proves Rav Tarfin subscribes to the ratio. Rav Tarfin holds the gezel. The guy says, the guy says, "Gazalti echad mekem." I don't know. The Braisa says, "Moed Reb Tarfin, Ram Lushnaim, Gazalti echad mekem." Manim any day aze, Naisel zemanu zel zemanu. That's our Mishnah. So Tarfin agrees to our Mishnah. Yet, so we want to know. So what is the Hakar? When Hakar of Tarfin arguing Reb Akiva? It goes lechem chamisha. Reb Tarfin says, "Menich b'neim." So how could Reb Tarfin say, why does he say Menich B'nei Mastalik, yet he says Amr L'Shnayim Gazal T'yechem Mekem Eni De'ezah, he has to pay each one, which is our Mishnah. Now the third question the Gemara asks, which Batsam, the Shayin Mosei, the Gemara Batsam could have asked this Menei Bey in the Mishnah of Tarfin the Braisa. We didn't have to come on to our Mishnah. Could have asked this locally by Reb Tarfin. But he studies himself Menei Bey. He argues Reb Kiva and says, Go lechem chamisha, Menich Menei Mestalik. And yet he says, Moed Reb Tarfin, Boimer, Lishnayim, Gazal Dechem Mekem, Mana, Vein De Eze, he has to pay both. So it's a steer Menei Bey, Reb Tarfin, between Reb Tarfin and the Mishnah, Reb Tarfin and the Braisa. That's a kasha. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? Bolos de Shemai. Dehainu, that if the guy's not being Tevea, it's not a Shavu paying Mikudin. He's forthcoming, he initiates it, he says, he comes to Bezdin and he wants to make amends, he stole, he wants to have a tshuva. So what does he do? So Bezdin said, okay, if you want to have a tshuva, you're not going to have a full tshuva unless you pay back both of them. You don't know who you owe you to. You didn't pay the nigs, so you're not going to have a tshuva. So that's the ratio. So the ratio says, Naisa Kalacha Bechad, and where's the Daig, Shahidim Tiyatzmai, that's the one who wants to go to the Shemayim. It's not a Chiyiv, he wants to go to the Shemayim. And the Tarfin says, my name is Dalek, that's talking about Mikra Din. They're being Teveya. He can tell them, as far as Chosh Mishpah is concerned, you guys fight it out. So the question in Taisus and Rishayim, are all these three Trotzim Kayam in the Maskan? Okay? So Taisus only wakes up By the third teretz of the Gemara. By the third question, the third teretz. Then once we say, once we're mechalik, that the Reish is talking about, basically you have to halkop. The Reish is talking about Lotzei Shemayim. And it's, yeah? So once the Reish is talking about Lotzei Shemayim, then there's no, the, once the Reish is talking about Lotzei Shemayim, then the first two kashas, theoretically, fall off also. Right? It's a safe and it says your pot is to my mikra din. The Reish says Yechayiv is the Shemayim. What's the problem? No problem. That's what Tosfos asks this question.
And therefore, Taisa says, Alpi Pashas, the first Pashas, we don't need any Tirotzim. But then he says, look the way he says it, though. Look at the way he says it. Near the hash, the loitzarach l'shnuy kama, but he does say l'shnuyei, which sounds like he's saying both Tirotzim, but he says, though, the ain chiluk ben krach echel lebeis krichas. Right? Echel mekrach echel lebeis krichos. He doesn't say that you don't have to come on to the chiluk of gezel or not gezel, right? The chiluk of beis krichos, the second teretz of the Gemara of beis krichos and krach echel, that he seems to be saying, we fall off of. But the mashmais. That maybe the first chiluk, in the case of gezel, that we don't fall off of. Moreover, haray, Tosfos wakes up all the way in the bottom of the Gemara. The other Rishonim, for example, the Rashba that you've seen, Yoni, is the remote?
Yeah.
Boom's getting a little sloughing over here. Too much heat.
Put
that cold.
What
now? The Rashba asked the question right away. When Rava says, Reisha, Nasa Kamisha, Hifkigo, Bebeis Krichas. Yeah? At that point, when Rava answered the stira from the Reish to the Sefer Pekodin of the Reisha, where it says you have to give each one, to the Sefer where it says you don't have to give each one Masayim, Meshnayim Shef Kidu. So the difference is whether it's Shtei Krichos or Krach Echad. Is it Havel Meidak or not Havel Meidak? So then the Raja wants to know, one second, so once we're making that chiluk, then we don't need the chiluk of Goslin. That's the question. Do we need the chiluk at that stage? When Rava gives a teretz between the chiluk, the Reish, and the Sefer, when it's Beis Krichos or Krach Echad, do we still need the first teretz of Goslin? There's two cases in the Reish, the case of Goslin, the case of Pekod. Right? First we ask from Goslin to the Sefer, and then we ask from Pekod to the Sefer. The question is, just like Parson says, that once we say the Reish to Malat Shemayim, you don't need the Trotzim, then when Rava said a chiluk between Krach Echad and Beis Krichos, if that's chiluk the Reish and the Sefer, then it could be then you don't need a Svar of Gezel either, maybe, right? And what's that? Tais doesn't ask over there. What?
Does that mean the Tosfos holds you together? Is there a difference between the first, after?
Right. So I think by virtue of the fact that Tais doesn't ask the Kasha there, right? He doesn't handle it. So maybe that's Mashma, that ain't a Hanami. Then Echanavi. We don't need Gezel anymore. We don't need a Svar of Gezel anymore. The whole Din of Tais is only the Gabe, the Teretz of, let's say, Shemayim. Because what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, Reish Nasa Kamish Afkid Eloi Beis Krichos. Umidloi Kamar Elo Merova, Mashma Taima, the Gezel, Kedekoi Koi. Mishum, the Avar is Sura Kansura Banan. Halav Hachim Nechman Bnei Mastalik. But Taimah Mishun the Gezel Dil Malay Havel Meidak Afil Bechad Mishun the Meim Rav Marhash the Asi the Nigzal the Tavali Vishaka Allah Mishun Mishtalina. Says the Rashba that But still, Rabbi didn't say Elam Rava. Right? Rabbi didn't say Elam Rava. So it's Mashma, they were not falling off for the first Teretz. Right? At first glance, Rav, once we say Zechuk and Krach Echa and Shnei Krichos, then you don't need Gezel. The Reish is talking about Krach Echa, it's Havel Medek. That's why you have Chayiv. You don't need the Svar of Gezel because you're Gazel, you're Oven Avera, we counsel you because you're Oven Avera. We have the Svar of Krach Echa, the same Svar you have by Bekotten. The same Svar you have by Bekotten, why you Chayiv the Reish, because Havel Medek, you have the Begazel also. That's the Chayiv Pashas. Says the Rajba, one second. Says Rav, one second. But Rav doesn't say Ella. Right? Rav doesn't say Ella. Just mashma, like the Tais also made that deal. Right? Mashma, that we still need the first Teretz. So what? Why? I the chayra. We have the svara of beis krichos. We have the svara of Havel made that. Says the Rav a chiddush. That what? No, by Goslin there's no svara of Havel made that, because he could assume that hash to us in nigzal v'tavali. He's not going to be. The only time is svara of Havel made that is only by Bekot. Bekot is it's for. A long period, male by Pekadin, yeah. You should have set your mind who it's what you shouldn't forget. Should have been conveying your mind. Vashenke by Goslin, it's a short term thing, which sounds a little funny. I mean, if the guy is stealing, right? He's not planning to get in court. He's not stealing. Oh, the stomach guy is being tevei. I mean, then it's also only it can be a very short thing. Therefore,
so, short thing you should.
What? A short thing you'll remember, and therefore you don't have to, and therefore, no. He didn't think that he's going to forget. Maisi forgot. But he didn't, since it's short, he didn't think he didn't have to, like, remember, okay, remember all the details, you know, commit it to memory, because he figured out, for sure he'll remember. But Maisi forgot, right? So therefore, if not for the Svara, there's a Goslin, and he was over in Avey, we wouldn't count on him. There's no Svara, the kids, we're not going to count on him as Havel Meida. Yeah, it's a little funny, because the Chayra, if he's stealing, he's not planning on the guy being Tavey, but always, why is he stealing? Right, but Mecha Memkar, some Mishraim do say that Svara, right? Mecha Memkar, there's no Havel Meida, because the guy's gonna be Tevayim. But anyway, the Taisa Rosh.
In the case of Zayla, no grand guy's gonna come over to him without any basis for the time.
And then for what?
So therefore it doesn't matter if he remembers who he stole him or not, or if he knows who he stole him or not. The guy clearly has a stolen object.
Why can't someone? If someone heard this guy stole, he'll come and try. He'll figure to he'll try to hop around. We are talking about a case. We're saying that the people did come, right? Of that, so Tess Rush says it a little differently. Tess Rush also asked the Rajma's question. Tess Rush also handles this. Yeah, according to the Quran, it's like have a muscle shnuye, right? Shun bekod mekach echad lehavel lemeidak begezel b'shnei krichos lehavel lemeidak. Because he is right in the beginning of the Gemara, right off the bat. The Gemara says the chulin gezel mekod. Why didn't the Gemara say Rav Svara? So he says the gazlin fakert. I fakert the svara from the Rashba. The begazlin shlohei b'dayt lehachzer l'shayach lemeim havel lemeidak. Yeah, he's not planning on giving it to the guy, so why should he? He's planning on keeping it. He's a Goslin, right? So why should he like try to remember who it was?
That's what he does. What's he supposed to do is a different question. No, I mean, yeah.
No. What is that? Wait. Fact the Rosh from Taimar, the Lav Kol Nachenu. This little name, they have a little mitzvah cloud. So Chayz Kolsh, he shouldn't have stolen. Says the Rosh, Veishlaim, Makim Echaz Tshuva, Elon Lachzik of Pshaya, Bemash Leidok Metchilik Shagazal. So, again, he's planning on keeping it. So, like, the time on him is, you shouldn't be stealing. Yeah? But there's no time. That's the tain on him. But there's no tain on him that you should have been, you know, you should have remembered who it was. Anyway, so we have two svaras in Rishonim. Why the Gemara, the svara of Rava, doesn't apply to the Reisha. Right? And that's why Rav doesn't say Ella. And you know, Lagabe, the Kasha, from the Reish to the Seifa, we need the Teretz of Gazlan as the reason to cancel the guy in the Reisha. Yeah? And we also need the Svara of Shtei Krichos, that's Havel Meidak. Right? Two svaras. The Rajva svara. In other words, why isn't the svara of Havli Medak work for Gzela? Why have they paid the Kalech Levechot? So the Rajva says, because he thinks that the Nigzal is going to be Deveim shortly, and therefore he didn't have to commit it to memory. The Maya said, then he forgot, but there's no time in him that he should have committed to memory. Mashenke by Bekotten, where? By Shtei Krichos, you have to commit it to memory because you know that you don't know when the guy is gonna come to be Teveya, and you might forget by then. Therefore, it's incumbent upon you to commit it to memory that you should remember. And therefore, it's tying you in. If it's tying you in, therefore we're gonna make you pay. Mashen came by Gezela. You don't have that svar. Therefore, we have to come out with a new svar. That's one svar. Second svar is that the Rosh says that he wasn't planning on returning it. So even though there's a tain in him for stealing machal, but there's no svar. The tain is on the stealing, not tain on the avla mech. So meila, that's why we need a svar that you mechayiv al gazlan. That's how we made it. That's a svar of kodin. That's not going to be a svar of a gazlan. Yes, sir.
If it's a short term
bekadin, then echnami, that will be nafkamina. Then they're right. Then fiza, that will be nafkamina. It's a short term bekadin. There was no habla elamed. Then fiza rosh, it'll be nafkamina. Echnami, nafkamina alchamaisa. Very good. And I'm saying nafkamina alchamaisa between the rosh and the rosh. What will be by a short term bekadin? Yeah, in our mishnah, my mishnah. What did in our mishnah? Shnayim shevki uetz lecha. Yeah. Sorry, not Shnayim. In the Reisha, I'm a Shnayim. Yeah, one. So if it's a short term pekadin, so why do we say why is it chayav kol echavecha? Because how will they make that right? By pekadin. But if the Rosh, it was a short term pekadin, then it was like how will they make that? May it will be enough community. If he talk, then he won't have to pay each one.
That's also part of
the Havel Meida. What? They shouldn't have stolen.
Right, so that's also the
Chlal Havel Meida. No. Okay. Fine, but he says
it's not because of the reason he's not paying
returning.
What? Not because of the reason not paying returning. It's a separate reason why it's not Havel Meida.
Okay, the Rosh beginning said,
is it a return? So it's not an avodah. You can't talk about avodah made that he's not paying a return.
Yet. Right.
But then he says the other thing at the end.
Well, it sounds like
another reason why. No, maybe no. Despite that, but still, it's still because of avodah made that because he shouldn't have stolen it.
Yeah, but, no. So he's saying it won't be. Once you say that, then
that sounds like
it's not so clear to me.
He's just going to the
Aveira.
He's still connecting it to
another Aveira. I don't really understand. Okay. Now, the Shaila is in Taisus, yeah? The Taisus, right, didn't tell us what Older Shaila was saying. That once you have the second Teretz, you still need the first Teretz. Right? He only speaks it out, Lagabe, the last carrots of Lasse Shemayim. And once you have that, then you don't need the chilek of, he says, you don't need the chilek of, you don't need the chilek of,
he thought you don't need the chiluk of shnei krichas. Then he says, no, you do need the chiluk. Right? Even not the shemayim is not kaminu. But even not shemayim, you need halfway the meida. Right? So the question is. What does he hold Gabi Gezel? Do you still need a Svar of Gezel? John Zayn needs a Svar of Gezel. Right? He says, even after the last Teretz, yeah, you still need a Svar of Hamalei Meidach. Right? He doesn't say you need a Svar of Gezel. And his whole raya is only from, he means raya is, you still need the svara of Havlei Medak from the Gemara later. The Gemara is still going with Rava. And the Chilbim Beis Krichas and Krach Echa. Right? Because Mashman Taisus that at the end you don't need the svara of Gaza. Once we said Shtei Krichas, you don't need the svara of Gaza. Because the whole hand of Ryan Taisvis, yeah, is only once you have the svar of what's the Shemayim, then he says you don't need the svar of Havel Meida. And he says, no, it means Ryan is that even within Lotz Shemayim, there's a chil between Havel Meida and not. It's only by Havel Meida because there is Lotz Shemayim. But Lotz Meida and not. Right? But he doesn't speak out that he's still in the svar of Gezel. Mashma, Lechaira. That once we said Taka, Beis Krichas, we already didn't need the svar of Gezel. Not like the Rishayim, Lechaira. Always tell you have to speak out that you need the svar of Gezel and you need the svar of because he didn't say Elamim, you need the Svara of Gezel, and you need the Svara of Havlei Meidach. Because by Gezel, there is no Havlei Meidach. By Gezel, you need the Svara of Gezel, even God doesn't say Shemayim. But the fact that Tais doesn't discuss Gezel, the whole Tais is, yeah, that Tais goes out of his way to explain to me that the Svara of Havlei Meidach is still Negei, even by Lotz Shemayim. It doesn't say if Gezel is still Negeya. Mashma, the Gezel fell off right away. Yerechnami, Gezel you don't need. You don't need the Svar of Gezel. Because once we said Havel Meida, that answers Gezel also. You don't come out and make Mimchal and Gezel and Mkav. That Lechar is a shtick of Mashma from Taisus. Although the only thing that's bothering me Taisus is what he said in the beginning. Now you don't, you know, he was saying that only now you don't need the first two Trutzim. It's not until now you did need. So the dik in that Lashon of Taisvis, the Hashla, you don't need the Shinuye, Lashon Rabin. Now you don't need the Teretz of Gezel or the Teretz of Havel Meidach. Only now you don't, right? But before now, you did need. That would be mashma like the Rashi and the Rosh.
Maybe now you don't need both. What? Why don't you need both? Before we only need one, and now we don't need both.
It sounds like it's because of this that we don't need both.
Because only now do you not need such.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Maybe it's not Shundig. Then forget. Then the fact that Tarsus doesn't describe to me. Right, where Gezel fits in over here, yeah, it's Mashmataka that Gezel fell off right away. And like Zach is saying, Tais says, now you don't need both roots of meaning because, and Echnavi, after the second teretz, you already need the first teretz. Now, after the third teretz, we don't need both. And then he says, no. And then he says, no. After the third teretz, we still need the second teretz. And Echnavi, not the first teretz. Yes, Akiva. You said?
Well, you always say yesterday that the whole thing, Medina, of Shtei Krichos is because it's making the Shema, right? It's making it Lahav Al Meida, so it's really Bar Shema.
That's what we said in the Rav Tarif, in Rav Kiva.
then Gezel and Helfer are the answer of Gezel in the Tzur Rabban. So I mean, I don't know. Look up Chinen.
In a Mekiva. Oh, we have to chesed through. Okay. Now, Taisvis. So, what does Taisvis say? So again, first he wanted to say. At first glance, we'll say once you say the Reish Tum Alot Shemayim, then even if it's Loyav Leil Meidak, you don't have Leil Meidak to be Alot Shemayim. If you Alot Shemayim, you stole, yeah. If you don't pay back, you're going to burn. That's very simple. So therefore, let's say Shemayim, whether it's Halim Medek, Loyav Halim Medek, doesn't make a difference. So if you have that guy's money, you're not giving to him, that's it. You're not going to have a kapara. But Teis is Medayik, not like that. Teis is Rai, is not like that. He says, Medloy Kamer Ella, right? That's where it remains. There was up Taisus. The Kul Masnis and Ari Balate Shemai. Right? So the reason why, okay, listen carefully to this point. I don't know if I stressed this so much yesterday. The kach nira, the kula masnis and ari balat zeh shemayim. Right? Why is the conclusion of Taisus that the whole Mishnah is talking about balat zeh shemayim? Because we didn't fall off. Of the teretz of Beis Krichas, right? Because of that, Taisus is saying the whole Mishnah is talking about lots of Shema. Even the safe is lots of the Shema. What's the cause and effect over here? What does this mean? Because I just demonstrated to you that we didn't fall off for the second teretz. We didn't fall off for the second teretz, and the chiluk of Krachech Beis Krichos remains even maskana. So now it must be that we're talking about even the Sefer when it says that Nosn Zeman Al Zemana is talking about even Lase Shemayim. You don't have to give to each one. So, why is that? How does that follow from the fact that we're saying that this teretz remains even the maskana? The answer is because if we say the chiluk of it, because if we say that Mish is talking about the seif is talking about mikra din, right? Seif is not talking about lasei shemayim. Seif is talking about. And it says, "Nois no zema zemana." It's talking about mikra din, not lasei shemayim. Then, so what are we saying? What's Rav saying? We're saying Rav's teretz remains. It was Rav's mechal with nereish in the sefer. Rav's mechal with nereish in the sefer. If it's the reish is beis krichais, sefer is krachecha. The reish. Was Havel Meidak, and the Sefer is Loi Havel Meidak, right? So if Rav is being mechalik between the Reisha and Sefer, and the Reisha, the reason why Yechayiv is Lots Dei Shemayim, right? And we're saying that the only reason why Yechayiv Lots Dei Shemayim is because it's shtek is havel meida, okay. So then, if we're being mechal, if we're saying there's a chiluk between krachecha and beis krichos, That the only time the chivas l'shemayim is by Beis Krichos, which Havel made that. Like Rach Echad, there is no chiv l'az l'shemayim. So by definition, the sefer is talking about l'az l'shemayim and Amir Kredit. I didn't say anything profound. By definition, if Rav's teretz is a teretz even in l'az l'shemayim, right? At the bottom we said the reish is l'az l'shemayim, right? And Rava is being machal within Rava Lishmaim, where the only time the Chilas Lishmaim is when you did something wrong. Talmud made that. The Chilas Lishmaim. That means that if it's Krach Echad, there's no Chilas Lishmaim. So that means Akarcha, when it says in the Sefer, you give each one, it means even Chilas Lishmaim. That's Taisus. That's Taisus saying.
What's the problem?
What?
If you see the Sefer's
maker, what's the problem? No, I mean, he's just. Because that's saying that the etzem, if it's saying it's mikra din, that's saying that there is a chilas l'shmayim. You're saying you pot the mikra din, but maybe there's a chilas l'shmayim. That's if saying the seif is mikra din, you're saying that there's still a chilas l'shmayim, and that can't be. That can't be because we're saying that the chiluk of Rava, when Rava says the reisha yichayiv is because it doesn't have a meidak. It means even Lotz Shemayim is only when it's Havel Meidak. It was why Havel Meidak. Then you put Lotz Shemayim, and that's the Sefer. So a karch of the Sefer is talking about Lotz Shemayim because the chiluk of Havel Meidak or not is within Lotz Shemayim. It means when it's loy Havel Meidak, which is the case of the Sefer, there's no key Lotz Shemayim by definition, right? That's Shitas Taisus. That. The Sefer is talking about Lotz Shemayim because Taisus says that the Chiluk of Rava, it means when the Reish says Yichai Lotz Shemayim, it's Dafka Havel Meidak, but if it's Lotz Shemayim, there's no Lotz Shemayim. So Akach, the Sefer, when it says Potter, it means Im Lotz Shemayim. That's Rosh Teit and Taisus, right? The Ran. The Ran argues. I mean, at the end of the year, he prefers Taisus. But at one stage, the Ran wanted to disagree with this Nakuda of Taisus. And he's going to have to deal with the point that I just made. Says the Ran. Hasan the Katavale Hacha Balateshmai. Well, he's going to end the Gemara. Says the Ran, Pirish, Kim the Balate Shemayim, Va'ovid Isura, Inami Vibakadim, the Havel El Meidak. Says the Ran, when Rava said, when the Gemara in the bottom says, Balate Shemayim, the Mishnah, the Reisha, it says, Yichai, B'cholech Becha, is Balate Shemayim, says the Ran, Why is the chiv Lotz Shemayim? Says the Ran, it has to be one of two things: either you stole, or Havel Meidak. The Hainu, the two trutzim that we said before to answer the Reish to the Sefer, right? Gezel by Pekodin cause space cues Havel Meidak. Ran saying those two trutzim are Kayam, even the Maskana, when we're talking about Lotz Shemayim. The Lotz Shemayim needs one of those two things. In order to be Chayav Lotz Shemayim, we need either your Ganav or your Havel Meidak. Right? The Hainu, it's before the Ran, that, like the Rashban and the Rosh. The Rashban and the Rosh. That the Svar of Havel Meidak doesn't apply to Gazlan. So by Gazlan, so again, Lotz Shemayim, you need one of two things. Either you're a Gazlan, then Chilas Shemayim, or Havel Meidak, and then Chilas Shemayim.
So we
argue what?
You argue the
Rashba? No, he agrees with the Rashba that the Svar of Havel Meidak doesn't work by Gazlan. And that's why the Ran, when he's going within the world of Taisus, that
even in the teretz of Midei Shemayim, we still need something else. We still need Havla V'Meida, Teresa says. He says we either need Havla V'Meida or Goslin. Right? In Teresa we're saying maybe Dafka Havla V'Meida, because you don't need to be a Goslin, because Havla V'Meida applies in my Goslin. The Rajma Farish is not like that. And the Rajma says that if we want to keep the Trutzim, the first two truths in the Gemara, even the Maskana, that means that in order to be Chayav Aser Shemayim, you have to either be a thief, right? And you have to be something against you. Either you're a Ganav or have a Lemeida. Then, now, okay, and he proves, right, Avlekla Purushayim, that maybe Aser Shemayim, you don't need anything. Right, maybe Lutz Shemayim is independent teretz. Once the Lutz Shemayim, then Stamazai, the fact that I said I owe money, the fact that I'm owning up that I owe money, and I'm not sure to who, in order to Lutz Shemayim, I have to pay. Right? In other words, maybe the teretz in the bottom is independent of everything that was said till now. Go for the Shah of Taisis. How do we know? Taisis means Rayas. Right? The Ran means own Raya. So in other words, if you want to learn the Gemara Kipshutai, that once it's Lotz Shemayim, you don't need Gazel, you don't need Amalei Meidat. Stop! You said you owe some of money. Now, if you're not going to pay both of them, then that's it, you're toast. Yeah? That's it. You're going to burn. Yeah? So, says the Rana, no, I'll show you not like that. Why? Because the Gemara Baba Kama, and Gaisel Basra, what did it say in Gaisel Basra? So Gemara says, Mishnah says. What does the Mishnah say? I'm a chaver, gzalticha, main idea. I'm a chaver, gzalticha, yeah? Main idea, machzarti. Chai v'shalom. If he said, I don't know if I stole, he's pot. Yeah? Guy Reuven comes to Shimon and says, I'm not sure if I stole from you. He's pot there. If not sure if I gave it back to you, he's chai. Right? Now, there the Gemara brings down. This Machlaik is Barash and Baradif. So the Mandame holds. Baruch Shem Bar Yadiv. So, why is he Potter? Why is he Visani? Why is he Potter? Baruch Shem Bar Yadiv. So, the Gemara. Teretz is, they were talking about there's no Tfil, there's no Bar Yadiv in the Mishnah. It's Lotz De Shemayim. Lotz De Shemayim.
He's Potter for the Lotz De
Shemayim. No. He's chayiv in the reisha. Any day in mechzarti lecha, he's chayiv. Not barish and barav. There's no bari. I come. Reuven calls Shimon and says, "I know I stole from you. Much if I can pay you back." So we say, "Al chayiv lotz shemayim, you have to pay the guy back." And then, if I'm sure I stole from you, they were not mechayiv.
What's the whole question?
No, because first the Gemara thought that. Because if there's a bari, then what's the difference? You hold the bari shem bari yad, right? Tanah, I'm loy any day in Mavisani Potter hechidam ilam is like a tavalei. If he's not tavei, then why you chay in the reisha? The reisha you chay. If there's no tefi, if there's no bari, why you chay?
The reisha
says it's chay. If he says a match if I pay back, it's chay. Match if I bar, he's Potter. So the question is manav shach, yeah. If there's a bari, he should be chayiv in the safe also. If there's no bari, so then why chayiv in the reisha?
The reisha says,
I stole from you, I'm not sure if I pay you back. It says, you chayiv. I'm not sure if I stole from you, I'm potter. So, monoshah, is this mission, what are you saying? Yeah? If you're saying bari, that I didn't pay you back, or bari that I stole from you, then mandel bari adif, either way, it should be chayiv.
According to both.
In both cases, you should be chayiv. Because bari adif. What's the difference if it's a shafik whether you paid it back or a shafik whether you stole? Elamai,
There's no baris. So why chayiv in the reisha? Says the Gemara, Ekonami, you chayiv in the reisha. I'll without a bari, lost the shemayim. Yeah, but any day in the sefer you potter, even lost the shemayim. Alma, the oimer idea. If he's saying we chayiv, you don't know if it's a chiyuv. You're not chayiv, lost the shemayim. So look around the ferish mishnah, ferish sugya that. If a guy says, I'm not sure if I owe you money, if he says, I stole from you, I'm not sure if I paid you back, I'm not sure if I was Makai Machiv, that's one thing. But I'm not sure that I owe you money, Bechlal, there's no Chivat Shemaim either. So now, so why in our Gemara, the guy said, right, he's not sure who he owes to, so why is he chayiv?
You sure has a chayiv
somewhere? Wait. That the round's going to say afterwards to me, Asher Taisus. That's the second half of the round. But at this point, the round is saying that we see from there that if a guy is not sure if he owes money, then what's it then? There's no decision money. Right. So Meir of Argamar says that. I don't know who, right? Why is the chilas Shemayim? Why is the chilas Shemayim? Elamai says the Ran al Karchach that the chilas Shemayim is dafka when either he saw either because gzeila shaila of gzeila he stole, right? So then we'll be more machmer in him. Or Avil Meida. It has to be that there's something against him. There's some tain against him that will say, okay, now let's Shemayim. You have to go all the way. That's the Ran's Haychacha. That's to what Taisus said also, that even when we answer Los Shemayim, we still need Avil Meida.
Why can't we just bring a riot from our Sefer?
Says the Ran, Dafka b'dini Adam. Here the Ran says, not like Tyson's. Dafka b'dini Adam. Ava b'lozei Shemayim, kivan d'avle bari v'shema, afka b'dini Adam, chayiv. Because once the Ran introduced that Mishnah in Baba Kama, the Sugi in Baba Kama Kuf Yuches, says the Ran. What's the Gemara over there? The way the Gemara learns up, what does the Gemara say? That Mishnah is talking about Allah Zeh Shemayim. If there's a Bari, right? No, I'm sorry. Money biotcha. Second. Right, Gemara said, "Oh, it manami." It manami, I'm a chavere, monali biotcha, hallo I'm any daya, chai balas ishmai. Right? The Gemara of this says, and there was Ilman Yomar Barashem la bari adif. Right? But if there's a bari, Ilman Yomar la bari adif, but there's a bari, Vishama, chai balas ishmai. That's what Gemara says over there. Meaning, I guess the mandam and labor is that's why chayiv the Mishnah, huh? That's what it means.
Sounds like.
Otherwise,
Ran, is it, Ran saying that even in Manam Labari Adiv, it is a Bari Yechel Zishmai. Because the Manam Labari, that's how that Manam is going in the Mishnah. Manam Labari Adiv, the Mishnah says, any day of the Chazarti, Yichayim, Al Zvolas, Lishmayim, who's the Bari? That's he's going? What?
Top, I think that's what Ran's saying. Anyway,
it's against.
So says the Ran. So therefore, Alma Kol Bari B'Shema Nishmaim Chayim Hilchach. So what's the Sefer talking about? Right, Taisa, the Sefer is also about Los Nishmaim. And since it's an Eloi made that know about Nishmaim, the Ran says no. But there's a Bari in the Sefer. There's a Bari in the Sefer. If there's a Bari in the Sefer, Yichayim Nishmaim. How's that? So again, Lagabe the Reisha, right? Both Tayyus and Iran say that even though Tumat Chilot Zeshemayim, right? You need, it's not enough Stam, that's in fact that you might owe some money, that's not enough. You also need either Lava, either Medak, or Gazan. Tayyus, we're not sure about the Gazan bar. Yeah? In the Sefer, when it says, Shnayim Shefkides Lechad, and Misha says, you're potter. So Taisus learns, we're talking about Lothay Shemayim, because we're saying the Chiluk of Rav applies, Yimel Lothay Shemayim. I mean, there's no Chiluk of Shemayim either. The Ran argues in that. And the Ran says, 1 second. We have another reason why Shmichal Tishmai. Why? Because you're a Bari. Because you're a Bari. That itself is a reason to be Chayla Tishmai. Yeah, Mamela, but then the Ran has a problem with Rav Tarfon, right? So he says, if the Mishnah goes to Rav Tarfon, then you don't need the Svar of Havla Meida. It's gonna get a little too complicated. This wasn't complicated enough till now.
Yeah.
So again, we have Machlokes, Tosfos and the Ran. Is a Sefer talk when the Sefer says that you potter, Tosfos says if it's loy havel meidak, there's no chivat l'shmayim. The Ran says no, even if it's loy havel meidak, there's still chivat l'shmayim because the bari. Ran brought in a new angle. Yeah, Gazlan is mechayel l'shmayim. Havel Meidah is Mechayel Zeshmayim, and the Tanya's Bar is also Mechayel Zeshmayim. That's how we learn the Mishnah, Kofi Ches. That's from the Reisha, why Yichayim. The Mandam Bar Shem La Bar Yodav. Because there is a Bar, that's Mechayel Zeshmayim. So the Meila by us, Shnayim Shefkidu, is a Bari, so you are Mechayel Zeshmayim. So the Mishnah that says Yipadah means Mechayel Zeshmayim. That's Mechayel Zeshmayim. But now we have a problem. So then, Lefize, you don't have to say that the safe is talking about Krach Echad, which is Lehavel Meidak. It's a good tech. Google the problem where we said, where Tosfos gets that you put even. You put even Lotzei Shemayim because we're keeping the chiluk of Rava, so Ron's going to have a problem with that. But I think if I go there, I think we'll lose everything. It's like, you put the last piece of thing, the whole thing topples, I think we'll stop there.